Another daily financial market report. And today is April 7th, 2021. And on this April 7th, 2021, there's so many things not only going on in the market. This world is a busy world. Okay, there's a lot going on in the world, in the financial market, in our own personal lives. Every single day is a busy, 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 busy day, full of movement, full of action, and full of life. It should be full of life. Should be. It should be. When we're looking at the financial markets and we're looking at it from a perspective of what's wrong with the financial market, then what will end up happening is you'll start to cultivate the wrong idea that there's more wrong associated with the market than good. There's more bad associated than there's good. And that will start to create a condition within yourself subconsciously, whether you realize it or not, that the financial markets are bad. But let me just clarify something. Does it mean that, oh, it's not a dangerous or volatile place? Of course not. Of course not. I'm not talking about volatility. I'm not talking about the risk factor. I'm talking about the mindset that you take on for yourself when you're involved in the financial markets, when you're investing in the market. Because what's very important, which is probably even more important than you making money. A lot of people hear me say that and they're like, huh, what? Yeah, money is the secondary factor. It's not the primary objective. It shouldn't be. I know. That sounds contrary to what you probably thought or were taught or heard or seen or whatever that, however that goes. But from the Forex Helper perspective, making money is a byproduct. It's a given. It's going to happen. I'm looking at the, I was looking at the website. Let me pull up the website right now. Excuse me. Pull up the website here. And as I pull up the website, I'm going to the strategy proof page. And as I go to the strategy proof page, I'm going down to see more verified results. And it's taking me straight to an account that's 98% profit. And as I scroll down, going down, 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 down. I'm looking at some samples here of some of our account management members. And I'm just going to go down the list and read some of these gains that they've gained since they've been with us. Their account has grown since they've been with our service. First one here, she's at 89.57% growth. The next person here, he's at 61. Gentleman here is at 23% growth. the other gentleman here, 26%. Almost 27, 26.8. The next gentleman, 30%. The next one, 37%. The next one, she's at 103% growth. The next one here, 78%. The next one, 110%. Next one, 4%. And the next one here, he's at 175% growth. Okay. So, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, it's so easy to just look at this and see the, to yourself, oh man, I want to jump on board and I want to participate and I want to make profits, which is okay. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. But what's wrong is to not anticipate challenges. Challenges will come. Challenges will come. Challenges are something that that's supposed to make you better all around. Without challenges, you will not be able to grow. Without any type of resistance, there will be no room for growth. You're going to have to embrace these challenges. Now, when you embrace these challenges and you look at these challenges, it doesn't necessarily have to mean that it's something bad. You don't need to interpret challenges as something bad. In fact, it should be interpreted as the opposite, as something good. At the beginning, it may not seem that way, of course, because let's just be honest, a lot of us, we're just not wired to just embrace challenges like that, especially the tougher the challenge, the tougher it is to wrap our heads around it and let alone embrace it. But this is why it's very important, like I mentioned yesterday, and I've mentioned it before, but I made an emphasis yesterday to keep in mind, and I even used an analogy, basketball, like a basketball game. You know, in the basketball, you got four quarters. Well, guess what? Same with the whole economic world. There are four quarters. Okay? And incidentally, the same is true just from a seasonal standpoint. Four seasons. Okay? Now, the way the universe works, these things are not by accident, but I'm not going to get too deep into that part. But I will say this. And now we'll use this analogy, and I'll use it again. We just got through the very first quarter, if I were to use the basketball analogy, and even the economic analogy. But I remember the beginning of the first quarter. Many of our members remember the beginning of the first quarter. Okay. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. I just got through reading all of the games that are showing up on our MyFX book account through our website. I'm going to each one, and I'm explaining to everybody all of the different numbers, double digits, with the exception of just one at 4%. But the majority of them, double digits. A couple of them, three of them, triple digit growth. Okay? The highest, 175%. Growth. Now, most of these individuals started off on the first quarter. And the very first part of the first quarter was extremely, extremely, extremely volatile. You follow what I'm saying? Then it started to go into some profit, or I should say it started to get out of volatility, then it went into some profit. And then we found ourselves at the end of the first quarter being very successful overall. Well, guess what? Now we're at the beginning of the second quarter, and we're finding ourselves in a similar pattern, a very similar pattern. Don't allow these challenges to shake you. We titled today's show, Do You Actually Have What It Takes? Okay? We know that the market is all about challenges. The question shouldn't be how to avoid the storm, but do I have what it takes to endure throughout the market? I've never seen a team that goes into a game expecting to lose. When a team goes into the game, they're expecting to win. They should be expecting to win, okay? And we're up against a lot of different challenges when it comes to the financial market. We've absorbed most of the hard work for you guys so that you guys don't necessarily have to worry about ins and outs, other than being able to stick with us, being able to be on the same page, and being able to endure. Being able to endure. And we have a lot of different things coming up, but guys, I can continue this whole introduction, but I'll get right into the daily financial market report, and we're going to talk about what's going on with these assets. And where are we in the financial market? The very first thing that we're going to look at is the Forex market. Report. As soon as I pull it up, let me pull up the Forex market here. I should have had it up already. Now, we did complete the Forex market analysis on this before, but we did not get the gold or commodities report finished. It will be done after the show. What's going on with the Forex market? Extreme volatility. Guys, we thought we saw a storm yesterday, 40%. This is like Category 5 heavy-duty storm. So that's pretty much where we are right now. We're looking at a 27% in the financial marketplace, in the Forex financial marketplace. Everything is pretty much being tested against the short term. It's pretty much the short term that's being tested here, folks. We're having positions that are being switched, especially positions that are being switched and going against the overall movement of the Forex asset. So in other words, let's say we have a Forex asset. Just give an example, euro dollar. We always look at that as just one asset. So we take that asset and we realize that the long-term perspective is going in a sell direction. The short-term perspective was also going in a sell direction. So that means that both of those directions are aligned. And that means the most optimal performance is expected from this asset. But this is what we're finding right now. We're finding that on the short term, there's a misalignment. So there are opposing movements against the long term on several of these assets. Once these opposing moves take place, we still have the overall original
before. So here's what I'm saying. So the long term of the euro dollar, we know, is the sell perspective. Short term was a sell, but turned to a buy. But it turned to a buy, not completely. It's technically a buy, yes. But it did not change the overall course. There's another course that is still trending along. As though to say, yeah, there's a temporary disturbance, yes. But I'm not giving in to that temporary disturbance. It's just action now. So I'm the asset talking. All right? So it's saying I'm not going against that temporary disturbance. I'm not giving into that temporary disturbance of that buy direction. How long will that temporary disturbance last? I don't know. It must happen. Okay? I find myself talking a lot about this because this is the biggest and major, the most challenging part for most investors, especially investors that are coming into the Forex, because we get tons of new people, and it's my desire, it's my aim, it's my goal to make sure that not only we convey the understanding of how the market works from a technical standpoint, explaining the daily financial market report and all that stuff, but it's also imperative, very critical, that we convey the understanding of the wise investor's mindset so that we don't get what we normally would see most of the time, people that are being shook to the core. And they're being shook to the core for several different reasons, but one of those reasons has to do with a lack of knowledge, a lack of understanding. So if we can bring that to you through these broadcasts and through also, most importantly, the tutorials, understanding how to do these, how to approach the market with the right mindset, and we would have accomplished a good bulk of our goals. I'm going to go ahead and take a commercial break. I'll see you guys after the commercial.
The financial markets can be very volatile. We'll help you navigate through the market storms. Now is the time to begin your long-term investment journey. Do you want to learn how to safely trade online? Then contact the Forex Helper today. Our team is dedicated to show you the best way to safely grow your income with the lowest risk. Our team can also trade on your behalf. That's right. Even if you don't know how to trade, we can grow your money for you. Contact us today, and we'll send you proof of our members earning upwards to 60% return on their investments in 1 month. Call or WhatsApp us at 757-748-6722. Once again, you can call us or contact us on WhatsApp at 757-748-6722. Our business counselor is standing by to make sure you succeed in your long-term financial journey. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon.
ForexHelper.com presents Gabriel with TJ the Business Counselor. Authentic version.
All right. I'm back, guys. So this is where my heart is, so to speak, for those who are actually coming into this Wynn University, who not only want to make money, but first and foremost, who want those of you who want to learn and want to have an understanding on how to trade in the market. And how to trade in the market first comes with the understanding of how to become a wise investor, having the right mindset. This is very, very of the utmost importance, extremely critical to have, and extremely important to understand. Okay? So, yesterday, to the audience out there, those of you who are wanting to join this network and wanting to put money into the account management, but you don't have enough, you can still participate. But there is a condition. And that condition is primarily based on your efforts, because you must be able to meet us halfway, and you must be able to meet yourself halfway, so to speak. You're going to have to step up to the challenge. There's so many different challenges on so many different levels. I already spoke about the challenges the market presents to us, but now let's talk about the challenges that we present ourselves, that we present to ourselves, okay? Especially if we're trying to reach a goal. And now you join this network, you're being plugged in, getting access to the skills that we have here that will be able to help your account grow. But the most important thing that you need to understand as an investor that's starting off with a small amount is you must meet yourself halfway to invest and continue to invest in yourself and also continue to invest in your own account. Because the smaller the amount of money you have in your account, the smaller the return will be. So now your goal, you'll have some hurdles to jump, okay? But at least you'll be able to cross each hurdle every time you deposit extra money into your account. This is what we call the progressive growth approach. And this is another way where you can help your account reach a certain benchmark. That benchmark, once it's reached, then you'll be able to put everything into a high gear. Simply deposit it about $50 a week onto your account for the course, in the course of 90 days. Now remember, your account will also be gaining own, you know, percentage growth. But then also alongside with that, you're also gaining, allowing your account to grow by assisting it by depositing extra money into your account. So then once you reach that pivotal point, that mark, important benchmark, where your account is now what you would consider to be big, okay, then you'll start to see your returns will begin to be more bigger than what they were before, okay? Guys, today is a very short broadcast. I'm going to go ahead and close out. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. I want to thank all of our members for joining our network, being part of our network, believing in what we're doing here. I want to also take time to thank our business counselor for all of his dedication and hard work and being there for our members. Guys, I'll see you on the next broadcast. You guys be safe out there. God bless.